Also in Washington, you know, you got to figure Ben Bernanke has his work cut out for him when he wakes up every morning and looks at the numbers. Markets way up, markets way down. Inflation at a pace to beat the rate of 26 years ago. Roger Lowenstein is the next in our series of people that we've been talking to this week about the importance of the Fed chairman and the people running economic policy in the United States at a moment when there appears to be a bit of a power vacuum in Washington, and at the same time that there's a bit of an economic crisis in America and the world. Roger Lowenstein, former Wall Street Journal reporter and the author of While America Aged, How Pension Debts Ruined General Motors, Stopped the New York City Subways, Bankrupted San Diego, and Loom as the Next Financial Crisis. Roger, thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be on the show. Good morning.
It's a mouthful of a title, but anyway, you know, we got to have you back to talk about that book because I'm intrigued. I feel like I've read half of the book already. Roger, Ben Bernanke is at a moment in Washington like no other that I've experienced in my political lifetime. Do you see him grabbing the reins of the U.S. economy and, to a certain extent, power in Washington in these weeks and months?
You know, one of the problems he faces is that people almost want him to grab the reins, or at least have the myth that a Fed chairman can grab the reins of the U.S. economy. The U.S. economy is up to 300 million people, and there's really a limit to, you know, what Ben Bernanke can do. If those 300 million people run out of credit to borrow, money to spend, if their business can't take on another employee or they have to lay someone off, he's got little tiny adjustments, like those little flaps on wings of an airplane that might make it, you know, turn a little more smoothly. But so his biggest issue, and I think his predecessor, Alan Greenspan, was a master, you know, at giving out the impression that he could grab the reins, and he's left Ben Bernanke in quite a predicament. Hmm.
Well, let's talk about the background of Ben Bernanke. He is an academic, Princeton professor, expert on the Depression of the 1930s, where many of those little wing flap levers were actually created to deal with the economic crisis of the 20th century. Do you think he has, any insights into what this crisis could possibly mean? And do we have any sense going forward what he might do?
That is the relevant, part of his background. He has great insights into what he doesn't want this crisis to become. He doesn't want us to get into one of these downward spirals, sort of a black hole of economics where, a bank fails and then we spend less money, and because we spend less money, other people fail, and it just goes on and on. This black hole of the 1930s, and it was repeated in some sense in Japan in the 1990s when they couldn't get out of their credit crunch.
Right.
They really spent a whole decade without growth, and that background of Bernanke studying the Great Depression, and he came to believe that the Federal Reserve was largely to blame, is very much in his mind. And, we see echoes of that now with one bank after another reining in, with credit becoming less available. And
Roger, you make a really interesting point bringing up Japan there. Maybe the takeaway here regarding these early weeks of Bernanke dealing with this crisis, if you go back to Bear Stearns, is breaking the cycles, keeping one event from cycling into a series of bigger events. He's done things that kind of break the cycle. Now, broadly, the economy may be deteriorating, but he's prevented a chain reaction, it seems to me.
Well, we'll see. To some extent, the chain was already in motion. The chain was in motion when all of these mortgages were issued, when all of these banks and financiers bought these complicated debt securities, CDOs and so forth, that were based on these mortgages. And as one mortgage after another fails and one security after another loses value, the chain keeps going. It's we're well beyond weeks. It's actually 1 year, believe it or not. We're speaking of almost precisely the anniversary of when two hedge funds organized by Bear Stearns, stocked with mortgage securities, went belly up. And the things have really only been sliding downhill since then. And we should mention that the other side that Bernanke is dealing with is a very worrisome incipient inflation.
Yeah.
And
we're just beginning to deal with the inflation issue. And of course, based on the depression and his academic background, you know, using the Fed to deal with inflation is much more the kind of mainstream approach. Roger, we're going to leave it there this morning. But you know, this is a great, great seat to watch the economy, looking at Ben Bernanke. Roger, thanks for joining us.
It was a pleasure.
Roger's a former Wall Street Journal reporter and the author of While America Aged. The rest of the title you can go on our website and find. Thank you, Roger.